WJLO News, I'm Donald Robet.
Specific about why they're refusing them.
The heads of unions involved in a common front of public service workers announced the strike last week in response to the Quebec government failing to meet the union's demands. Yet the strike is set to occur during a key period in the semester, coinciding with exams and a scheduled province-wide language test needed for graduation. Though some CJIPs have extended their semester further into the month of December to compensate, most schools have had to reschedule exams after the holidays, affecting travel plans for students as well as for those starting at university in January. Quebec Family Minister Suzanne Roy announced the appointment of a chairperson for a new advisory committee addressing issues regarding gender identity. Diane Lavallée, a nurse and administrator, as well as the former president of the Council on the Status of Women, will lead the group. The committee will also comprise family doctor Jean-Bernard Trudeau and law professor Éric Taillon. The three members will study current policies while consulting experts in LGBTQ+ issues while working towards a report scheduled for 2025. Premier François Legault promised to create the committee in the wake of national protests over gender identity in schools. There was a protest in Montreal against Bill 31 last weekend. CJLO reporter Katie Brady has more.
Tenants and housing advocates across Quebec are calling for a halt to Bill 31, the CAQ's bill on housing. For renters in Montreal, the bill threatens to ban the practice of lease transfers, among other changes. Kristen Goodall, an NDG resident who got her apartment via a lease transfer in 2020, also co-founded a lease swapping group on Facebook. She told CJLO that lease transfers are an important part of the Montreal housing market.
And I definitely think a lot of those groups are very queer-based also. Lease transfers are a great way to fight discrimination because you present the landlord with one candidate and they have to be very specific about why they're refusing them versus when a landlord is looking for someone, they can just, like, not call someone back if they don't like them. You know, like, it's a lot harder to prove discrimination when there's, you know, tens of people looking at one apartment versus when you present the landlord with one person.
Yaya Bauman is a member of Front de lutte pour un immobilier populaire. The housing rights group co-organized protests across the province this Saturday and continue to make several demands of the government to solve the housing crisis.
Our demands that led to the protest was removal of Francilène Duranceau as from her position as housing minister for many reasons, namely Bill 31, but also because it's been proven times that she is in conflict of interest. She comes from she's a real estate agent. Her prior work was a real estate agent.
As well as lease transfer, debates have swirled around other proposed elements of the bill. The CAQ has characterized Bill 31 as a protection against rent evictions because under the bill, landlords would have to pay tenants up to a year's rent if evicted. Opposition critic for housing and municipal affairs, Virginie Dufour, also proposed an amendment to allow landlords to ask for a deposit only in the case of tenants with pets. But Bauman thinks such measures only open the door to further violations of tenant rights by landlords.
We can also imagine that a single mom with three kids will be asked for a security deposit when renting a new apartment if such a door would be open, and then we could ask for many more reasons to ask this kind of security deposit.
Premier Legault suggested that he may be willing to walk back some aspects of the bill, but has otherwise held firm on the lease transfer ban. CJLO reached out to Minister Duranceau's office for comment, but at the time of this broadcast had not yet heard back. In Montreal for CJLO, I'm Katie Brady.
For more, visit CJLO 1690 AM podcasts on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. You're listening to What the Hell's the Score here on CJLO. This is a movie soundtrack dedicated show that comes every week, every Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m. And at the top of the hour, we have, of course, had the O Canada, but not just any O Canada. This was the version of O Canada that used to play in movie theaters when I was growing up in the 80s. You'd go to the movie theater, you go to Cineplex or Famous Players, and the first thing that happened, no commercials, you had the trailers, and then you had the O Canada. It was like a music video of like kind of a little minute and a half commercial of how wonderful this country is. And then you went right into the movie. So whenever I hear that version of the O Canada, I don't really think of Canada. I think of going to the movies when I was a kid. And this week is SoCan Week, which means we're doing all Canadian composers. Today, we're going to feature Michael Dana, who's done soundtracks for Adam McGowan. And we're going to also be featuring music by Howard Shore, who's now a big Hollywood composer. He's originally from Toronto. And that first track was Videodrome. And we're going right away into not a Canadian track at all, but the opening track to Dirty Dancing.
Oh, Sleep long, so fast asleep in the motel as the lamp hung and pays off all your back room and pays off. Consistent.
Tune in to Eastern Promises every other Thursday at 1 p.m. with me, Donald Roberge, as I take you through the latest and greatest music from Atlantic Canada. Featuring everything from traditional fiddle music to hip-hop, jazz, metal, not to mention Acadian and Indigenous sounds, Eastern Promises will take you on a journey from westernmost New Brunswick to the furthest edges of Newfoundland. I'll be bringing you music news, tour dates, and some down-home comfort for all you Montreal expats. Join me as I curate a playlist that showcases the extraordinary talent coming out of Canada's right coast since time immemorial. That's Eastern Promises every other Thursday at 1 p.m. here on CJLO 1690.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Drew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passion since 2012.
And you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Lucas Cardona Morse, and this is What the Hell's the Score, a weekly show dedicated to movie music. And right before the break, we were listening to music tracks from The Sweet Hereafter. That's the Adam Egoyan film from 1997. The two tracks was Courage, which is the... it just escaped my mind. Tragically Hip, that's right, the Tragically Hip... song, but covered by Sarah Polley, who recently won an Oscar of her own as a filmmaker. And right after that, we had another track from The Sweet Hereafter that was composed by Canadian composer Michael Dana. And up next, we're listening to a classic track from Lord of the Rings, this one composed by Canadian composer Howard Shore.
Thank you.
And that was the main title to The Score. That is the soundtrack of the movie The Score from 2001. It's sort of the unofficial theme music for What the Hell's the Score? This show that you're listening to right now, What the Hell's the Score? We do movie music. We listen to movie music every Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m. here on CJLO. And that was by Howard Shore. And before that, we had a track from Ed Wood. And that track is called Backlot. And then before that, we had a track from The Two Towers. That's the second movie of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. And it's called the Uruk Hai. And Howard Shore kind of came up doing David Cronenberg movies, and Michael Dana came up doing Adam McGoin movies. So they both have this continuing association with these two seminal Canadian directors, and then went off to Hollywood to make a whole body of music. And each of them have also won an Oscar. Michael Dana won an Oscar for Life of Pi, and Howard Shore won an Oscar for something else that I can't remember right off the top of my head. Next up, we're going to listen to the classic Bryan Adams song, Everything I Do It For You, from Robin Hood. And we're continuing more movie music here on CJLO.
To my eyes, you will see what you mean to me. Search your heart, search your soul, and when you find me there, you'll search no more. Don't tell.
I can't help it, there's nothing. You know it's true. Everything I do. Oh, I do it for you.
Thank you. Daffrey presents Searching for Goya, the new flamenco production of Soledad Berrio and Noche Flamenca, for an exceptional performance in Montreal. 9 world-class dancers, singers, and musicians are reviving the spirit of Goya for one night only on Thursday, January 18th at Theatre Maisonneuve. Reserve the best seats now. More info on placesar.com.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is What the Hell's the Score, a weekly show dedicated to movie music. And before the break, we were listening to a track from The Aviator, the Martin Scorsese film, and that track is by Howard Shore. Howard Shore, on top of being a consistent collaborator with director David Cronenberg, also has collaborated with Martin Scorsese on 6 of his films. Earlier in the program, I had forgotten what he had won an Oscar for. And it turns out he won 3 Oscars for the Lord of the Rings trilogy, including the song Into the West with Annie Lennox. And before the song from The Aviator, we were listening to a couple tracks from Michael Dana, and the first one was Transcend from the 2014 movie Transcendence, and the second one was called Launchpad, and that is from the Netflix series Return to Space. And up next, we're going to listen to some more Howard Shore music, and this is the main title to Dead Ringers.
Thank you.
And you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. And this is the end of the hour of our special Canadian content edition of What the Hell's the Score. We're here every Sunday from 9 to 10 to listen to movie music. And this is the end of the hour, and we're leaving you with one last song. This one is from Howard Shore from the film Ed Wood, and it's called This Is the One.